The Wheat Quality Council, based out of Manhattan, Kansas, is holding their annual Hard Red Winter Wheat Crop Tour this week. Day one was Tuesday, and the crop scouts left out of Manhattan, fanned out across north central Kansas and into southern Nebraska, and headed toward Colby, Kansas, where they had their first report session last night. According to Mark Hodges with Plains Grains, what he saw was a little surprising.
The day I spent today has been across the top tier of counties in Kansas. Went straight basically north from Manhattan and then went across that top tier of counties. And I guess I was pleasantly surprised with the wheat I saw. It's in a little better shape in Kansas than I thought it would be. And again, we're talking about that top tier of counties. So tomorrow will be into western Kansas and southern Kansas, and I'm sure I'm going to see a different story because I've already been in those areas two or three weeks ago.
Meanwhile, Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is also traveling along helping scout the 2011 Kansas wheat crop, and he gives us his observations after day one.
Hi, Ron. We wrapped up today on the Kansas wheat tour of day one. We started in Manhattan, Kansas this morning, and toured the north and north central routes of Kansas today, with one route going up into southern Nebraska. On my route, we went through central Kansas, and we saw some good wheat, especially around Gary, Dickinson, Ottawa, and Lincoln counties. And making current estimates, we saw a lot of wheat in this region that had the potential to make from anywhere in the mid-30s, in some locations into the mid-50s in other places. We had one field that had the potential to make 66.7 bushels on our estimates on dry land. As we got into Russell counties around Paradise, Kansas, and into Rooks and Sheridan counties, we did start seeing the need for moisture or the importance of it. We saw estimates on yield potential start to decline as we got into western Kansas on the dry land wheat. Predictions from the mid-20s to the mid-30s. The irrigated wheat in northwest Kansas looks to be good. On our predictions on a field of 160 acres of irrigated wheat, we saw an estimate that planned to make 52 bushels per acre. It does seem to me that the need for moisture is going to start being a concern, especially in northwest Kansas. They have a potential to make a decent crop. However, if this region does not receive a rain in the next week or two, and it starts getting hot and windy, things will certainly look much different than they do today. We wrapped up in Colby, Kansas this evening. Tomorrow we plan to go down into Scott City and Liberal and then take Highway 64 through the panhandle of Oklahoma over to Alva and Burlington. We will also hear the Oklahoma crop estimates tomorrow at the Oklahoma Grain and Feed meetings and then present those numbers in Wichita tomorrow night.
Mike tells us that they had a total of 267 stops, average guessed by all the scouts for the day yesterday, 40 bushels an acre in that north central part of the state of Kansas. That is virtually unchanged from what they saw a year ago when the estimate for day one was 40.7 bushels per acre. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.